I think, Peter, as a country and the leadership of the country, it missed an opportunity of establishing dialogue, which was going to do a peaceful transition into a constitutional monarch. Unfortunately, now the cause is starting to change. The rhetoric is changing, and people are starting to say they don't have a space for the monarch the way it treats its people. So I think that's the unfortunate thing that is starting to happen now. We lost an opportunity to talk to ourselves as a nation.
The Prime Minister in an interview said constitutional reforms forms part of the effort for democratic reforms. Is that the stance of political parties, some of which have been banned from participating in elections in Eswatini?
The statement of the Prime Minister is neither here nor there, because he knows very well that the dissenting voices are not in that space. Two, he knows that any parliamentary resolution can be decreed by the king. If he doesn't like it, it won't go. We're not talking about something he hasn't done before. Former Prime Minister Sibusiso Panava Dlamini, there was the vote of no confidence on him. But the king didn't like the process. He vetoed the process, constitutional reform. That's why the political parties and civil society are calling for a peaceful, genuine dialogue that will be facilitated and overseen by international bodies and international community.
So if I may ask you, why do you think young people in Eswatini, or the youth, are basically saying the king should go?
The young people, Peter, most of them have... Okay, I will make an example of this group that has had to go through university after having gone through this difficult process, graduate. For some of them, up to 8 years now, they are not employed. So the anger among the young people, they don't see a future with the monarch. When the monarch splashes so much money on their lavish lifestyle, when a royal child can spend $21 million on a watch, when that money can pay for thousands of high school kids, I think that's the reason young people are thinking we cannot have a space for a monarch in this shape and form. And whenever we try to convince them that maybe let's try a constitutional monarch, most of them they've just given up on the monarch and the royal family, that it can ever take care of their needs as young people. We need dialogue. As of yesterday, Peter, we need to sit down and map a way forward that is internationally facilitated. Because remember, the king and the monarch and his government don't then recognize political parties. The reason they are not calling political parties into a round table, they don't even recognize their existence.